Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should have scattered rain and snow showers with a high near 34 degrees. The wind is from the west 10 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Wednesday night, snow. The snow could be heavy at times, a low around 28. New snow accumulation of 4 to 8 inches possible. The Driftless Morning Show announces daily weather forecasts as well as school closings and delays from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And in the news for today, in a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu revealed his proposal Friday that would gradually transition Wisconsin to a flat income tax system. The top Senate Republican plans to draw on the state's projected over $6 billion budget surplus to fund the plan, which he has argued would make Wisconsin more competitive among its neighboring states. Wisconsin's current progressive tax system separates taxpayers into four brackets, with the rate of taxation rising with income. Individual income taxes currently range from 3.54% to 7.65%. Under LeMahieu's plan, the rate for all income levels would be 3.25%. This proposal will fundamentally transform Wisconsin's individual income tax and keep more money in the pockets of hardworking Wisconsinites, LeMahieu said in a statement. Governor Tony Evers would likely veto a flat tax bill if it passes the Republican-led legislature. Evers proposed his own plan for tax cuts in Wisconsin and expressed his opposition to the flat tax policy. The flat tax proposal is a continuation of Republican efforts to lower taxes in Wisconsin, though this could mark the most significant change to date. During the last budget cycle, Evers and the Republican-led legislature passed more than $2 billion in income tax cuts for middle bracket earners. In part due to this cut, the state's tax burden is at an all-time low, according to a Wisconsin Policy Forum report. Evers previously proposed tax cuts meant to target the middle and lower income brackets, including a 10% tax cut for single filers at or below $100,000 in annual adjusted gross income and married joint filers at or below $150,000, and it's likely his 2023-25 budget proposal will include cuts targeted to these earners. Again, information for this report comes with permission for our use from the Wisconsin Examiner. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.